This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
Okay, I good for everyone. So we're holding over here. I have marked off on page 633 in Shmini about the Mechalas Asuras. This is the parasha, the first parasha of Mechalas Asuras in the Torah. And basically, the Rishonim are all going to give some sort of hesba about the Inyan Mechalas Asuras. Okay, first one is Sfarnu. Zaysa Chayesha Techelu. Hine, Acha Sheis Natsu Yisraelis Edyam Aruchni Shekonam Atan Teira. After Kal Yisrael lost that Darag of Matan Teira, Ashbar Rulish Roshkin Alem Biltem Tzoy. Omer Bechol Amokam Sheaske Shmi Ovedach Berachticha. Kmashiach Einu Asid Lavoi. Ke Omer Benesat Mishkan Sechem Asikon Af Sheeschem. So, all of the, it's very interesting. He frames the Inyan of Mechalas Asuros because at first, right from Torah, there would have been Ashuras Hashchina totally. V'hisig Mashabinet Filosov is a tikkun. Shetish Hashchina B'Sechem Metzos Mishna Kelov Meshoros Abesvacha. So there would be now Ashuras Hashchina through certain emtsoim, like before he said with no emtsoim, and now there will be. Achi sigu v'zochu el vayir kved Hashem el kol ha'om, v'yudis Hashem, v'chein ro l'takin mizgom shemuchon l'or barachayim ha'nitzchim, v'zibitikin ha'mazenes v'atoylode. So it sounds in this form as something that's quite counterintuitive. It sounds like this. Before the Chet Ha'egel, there would have been Ashuras Hashchina in all of Klai Yisrael, just fine. That yes, but it seems as if they would not have needed the tikkun of Mechalas, you know, Mutaris and so on, where that became only because Akash Baruch needed to come through Emtsoim, which is the Mishkan and so on, and their Mechalas Asuras, you know, to be Mitakas and Mechalas Asuras. Not clear, and it repeats it again and again. It seems as if it has a kesha with the Migdash, and it's very hard to understand why. But that's what he says. So he explains, I mean, part of the explanation is, why over here is this parasha? Now he says, V'osas ha-macholim ha-mitames ha-nefesh be-midos u-miskolois. He asked the macholim that are mitamim nefesh be-midos u-miskolois, ka-omer v'nitmesem bom, or v'nitamtem bom, or ka-omer al-teshaks av-tashechem, ka-omer l'tamas av-sechem, v'chol asher eskei Hashem alaschem, me'etz v'sayin eskei l'lkim, v'skadis, okay. So he says that the macholis asuros apogea in two areas. And the tachlis of doing good and Hashras Hashchina comes because of the person's das being in place and the person's midos being in place. Both of them are needed to be in place. And therefore, he says, the Mechalas Asuras are mitamt in both of them. So it's a ruchnistika. There are three ways in which you can sort of approach what Mechalas Asuras do. One, it's physical, some physical ailment, which doesn't seem to be reasonable. That's what Torah asks it. There is just mystical something in the Shama, which wouldn't be visible at all in the world over here, and it's kind of just not habitable and stand it and see it. But then it seems to be this middle layer, like he says over here, it's mitame de seichel, the muskolus, and the midos. Those are the more ruchnistic aspects of a person in this world, and that's the effect it has. And therefore he says, V'skadish ha'sektoish pirush nitzchim mizdam l'bar yisbarach. Ka'omro ki kodesh ani. So We needed to become Doime Takash Baruch Hu. The Osa Hanida Vaziva Yeledes the Kajza Zera Taiba Holtuma, Kama Vizata Nazan Dosam, Leomusa Bitumasam, Bitama Miss Mishkani. So I'm not sure if the, so does he mean to reinforce this idea that the Macholos Asuris and the Tumah that he's talking about are only relevant to the Mishkan? The Tumah part is, yes, it's relevant basically to the Mishkan, to anything that's Kodesh. But the Macholos Asuris part is still very difficult to understand what shaykhs it has. Then he says, V'hizkel Hashem Tumah b'nevelas behema chayav t'meyo b'shmein shotzim b'nevelas behema t'ayro, she'kol echad yesh tumas maga b'ktsosim tumas masa. Omnam. So the word Tumah is used in conjunction with the things that affect even outward touching. In other words, he sort of is trying to explain why is it we do find the musig of a behemah tmeya, a chaya tmeya, alluding to kashrus. Tomei v'tahar alludes to kashrus. Over here in the parasha specifically, Tumah Taira alludes to what we call Tumah Taira, where sheketz and so on refers to the things that are asa to eat. So he says that all these have a tumas maga. So those that affect outward tumah are called tamei. Oh no, my tamas and eshbelvad dogim oifes chagav and so forth. Yisrael shikutz kama sheketzim lachel erchol sheketzim sheketzu leyochol lesegun sheketzim and so on. V'leisa tamu b'em t'meisim v'kadesh shalkeh v'skadishtem al t'tam b'em shu t'meim t'tam b'hem. V'zayika b'chilosim. So mainly the word sheketz is used unless it's talking about the general sense of being cut off from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki omna, b'yoyz alakeichem chafatzei shetizkachem t'achinu atzmechem alakdusha. B'yisem toishem kodosh oni. K'dei shetu k'toishem nitzchim akeichem esbarachem alakhtem bedrochav. B'zeh chafatzei shetizdamuli, ki kodosh oni, hoze tasigo shetizkachem nasur cholos. So Sfarno gives the following hesben. Let's just talk that a bit. When a person does averis, person does gneva, tzicha, other averis, many other mice averis, those are mice averis be'etzim. They degrade the human being and they murdered his erech. But when you're talking about macholos asuros, so this is wrong, bad, for a different reason. Since HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be doime to him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the connection with us, which is realized only when we're kodesh. In other words, Hashor HaShechinah is possible only when we have a dag of kedusha, sort of reflecting and emulating HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, if a person is not roi for it, then he's distancing himself from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's not allowing for the Ashura, and that's what a chisaron is. So what he's saying is it's a chisaron not be'etzim, as other things would be. It's a chisaron machmas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that kesha, and this disallows for that kesha. So it's connecting back to what he said, that it stirs our midos and muskolos. It stirs it in a way that does not allow for us to get Hashos HaShechinah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants Yimashah the Shechinah, and that Hashos HaShechinah is the Chibur, and therefore he tells us not to do it. It sounds like before the Chet, there would have been a Chibur without it, and b'meila, he wouldn't have needed. He kept harping on two words here. Without emtsoim, asher roya lishcha shechina lem bilti emtsoi, which means without the mishkan. And now he says you needed emtsoi, and b'meila kadosh baruch hu needed that our Roy attacking Mizgam Shemuchon Lorber Chaim and Nitzchim. The Tikkun of Zeza told it. So the one possible way that I can understand it that sort of would make sense is that the Hashroas Hashchina before the Chet would have been Mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It would not have been Mitzideinu. It's not as if we're doing something to bring it into this world. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mleich HaLaretz Kvoidoi, and that's it. The time has come when HaKadosh Baruch Hu's covet pervades and permeates the world, and that's it. Once we did the Aveira, that tkufa is gone. It is not the tkufa when you could have Ashuras Hashchina just mitzad that the time has come. If there could be Ashuras Hashchina, it's because there's a place and people that are worthy of it. So therefore, it means that we need to make ourselves worthy what it takes in order to be zecher to Ashuras Hashchina. I think that's something that sort of is his intention over here. Okay, the next one is Ramban. The Ramban is quite famous, and the Ramban says, "Ves elat shakchem oif lo nesu mikol oifes al elas kam ba'ashu b'vad." So oifes, the amount that are also are limited. Iminem ka oisin shema ben lemino lemino ka kosa hiske sim oif tamer le isra b'tor leheter. It's only these and so on. Rabbi Seinu taught us simanim da oifis, and he says v'simen agodl ba oifis yadrisa shekol oif aderes l'olam tamei. Any oif that preys on animals is tamei. Katerich ikosim neshedomoy mechumom lachzoriusoy v'shocher v'gas u'moyla mirira asuf ashchachoyres v'zachzoyes b'leiv. So he says it's a physical reason, but not because it's dangerous for the health. It's because it is it creates bad midas. It's based on the concept that you are what you eat, and whatever things you eat, you gain something of that. And b'meila, animals that are cruel, that prey on other animals, would be tamei, and therefore birds of prey would be us. It is so. It's amongst the animals that we may eat. So none of those animals prey on other animals, despite the fact that not all animals that don't prey on other animals are mutter to eat. There are many animals that are not preying on other animals and still also to eat. But one thing is true: any animal that's mutter to eat does not prey. And birds of prey are awesome. One of the simonim is an etzba, a longer finger, which is used for it to grab onto other ones and so on and so forth. And the reason he says is because the personality rubs off on the person and so on. The eni says, b'chol oylem oif sheyidreis melvar ha'iskorim b'pasha. So this is interesting. He says there are no other oifes that prey on other birds, except those in the parasha. Now, it's tricky just on a practical level. I just want to make a point. There's a word that we use that we don't realize how loosely defined it is. When we speak about a species of animal or of anything, so let's put it this way. There is no way to define a kind, a species. Yes, scientists can create, but those definitions don't mean anything. For instance, I can look at ooh, I can look at every type of dog as being a different species. So I can have a little Chihuahua and a huge, big dog, the German Shepherd or bigger, that it could I could say, whoa, those are two different types of animals, two different species. I can look at all things that are look doggish, and wolves look doggish, and somebody would say foxes look doggish. They're all kind of dog type thing. Anything a child would point to and say doggy, I could include in it. So the answer is yes. For convenience sake, scientists give us they want to make they want to divide it up as you know in a neat tree. So you have different classifications and different random I would say arbitrary criteria for defining a species and a genus and a kind and so on and so forth. There's all different types. So when the Torah def when Torah lists all these birds, how big is that species? How big are we talking about? What's an Osnia? I mean, it's translated as an owl, but how there could be owl-like things. No one be'etzem created species. It's a way of grouping things in ways that are familiar to us, meaningful to us, and so on. So when the Torah asks that these birds, what's included in this bird? We don't know. So Al Kopanim, he says that only these birds are the only birds of prey. So it could be that a lot of each one of these birds includes many species. What we call species are defined a certain way. What the Torah called Osnia or Shalachat or whatever it is, Nesha, the Paris, and Nesha could be many things. So the yeah, the I remember I was once I we were in Scranton. I was Scranton. They took a tour of a coal mine, and they have a stuffed donkey over there because they used to use it to shove the coal up or something. And the guy explained that everything is fake. Even the donkey is not really a donkey; it's a mule that they found. They couldn't find a donkey, so they stuffed a mule and put it in. Like he said, the only thing Scranton has is stuffed donkey, and even that's not true. That's fake. That was the way he described it. So, Uncle Panim, it's hard to know exactly what goes into Nesha and Pesaznia. And that's why we don't eat birds. We don't, besides the fact, it's very hard for us to identify what they are. But, just saying that the Ramban statement, I mean, even Ramban, the way he lived, there must have been many more different types of birds of prey, but they were probably included them in his understanding in other ones. And then he says, if any bird that we find that preys on others, we know it's one of these birds. It belongs in this category. And a bird that we know for sure doesn't is mutter. And so on. So he says a fascinating psak that if we know that something is not doris, then we assume it to be mutter. So then goes to the simanim over here that that's beseira, the zevir, the all of these are really simanim for birds that don't prey on others. I'm just skimming through it. And he says that at the last line of this paragraph, he says, "V'zeh mishpat ha'oifis v'isurim v'teirim al ha'derech hanochoin v'mischave b'gemara v'ashecha krenur metzanur kein b'bdikas ha'oifis." So he says, learning through the sugyas, I came to this conclusion, and researching the ha'oifis. So I assume he actually went around looking at birds and seeing if they prey. I mean, he says, it doesn't sound that he Googled it. he doesn't sound that he read the books or reports. I don't know if there were any on that, but he says Chakanu came with Bdikas Oifus. I'm just curious to know how to what the Ramban did exactly. Vehine Tama Issa Boifus Mechzorius told Isum. So on birds, he says it has to do with this Achzorius. But behemis yitochen shiu kein ibnesha imba legir vapasish sua deris. Vashar kula mitreifu. Baligera and they are those who are really meant to eat vegetation. The whole process of Algera is to be able to chew up hard fiber and regurgitate it and redigest it. So that's clear. The Mafresa's parsa, I'm not sure what that has to do. I just don't know. I'm not okay. V'nimtza v'ini nimtza b'taldosim shinim ashkizu chom shekol chel avatayim oimed v'chel avatmeim kulam eni nikva v'leizgavim l'oilam. You find the difference in their milk. The Chazal say that the milk of Talmudical ones it doesn't become cheese. V'ini mishunim. So that actually, I think I once read, is the metzias that we've seen in front of our eyes. That they have a hard time, they don't really become cheesy. So he says, so you see that there's some inherent difference between them. And so on. And it's, so he says, you also see derech refois that it's good for you and so on. It's all hard. I mean, on first glance, what's Ramban saying? It's hard to believe that the Torah gave issa v'heta just for the sake of health. It's. I mean, I can understand it that we could find Chazal, and you could find Chazal that say this is healthy, this is not healthy. But the Torah gave an isser, a lav. Why in the world are we adding a lav to its lack of health, and so on? So I think possibly the way of understanding Ramban like this is that there's an inyev drocher darchei noyam, meaning the ways, the mitzvahs of the Torah also coincide with the mitzvahs that's toiv. Drocher darchei noyam means that not only is the mitzvah good, but it travels on a road that's comfortable also. Most mitzvahs, except where the intent is, obviously fasting is difficult, fasting and kippah and so on, but the intent of the Torah, the mahal Torah is noam, and the mele, even physically, it also travels along the path of noam. So the mele, the foods that are mutter to eat, tend to have, will also be physically appropriate to eat. The things that also will also be physically less good. It's not that that's a reason why the Torah is it. It's hard to believe, just in the context of it, that this is that the Torah would create lavim and mitzvahs. You know, there's a general mitzvah of leisas and dom beisecha, and we dash and shmat and fine. Those are general drashas to take care of yourself, but that there would be specific mitzvahs outlining things. So I think what Ramban is saying follows a lot more on the line of klolistik drocher d'achinoya. Arbeinu Bechaya says very much similar to what he says over here. Oyd yeshta tam yisayfes v'yishakash bochu b'yichat toiv v'yiv ashiflus v'chol sh'amid is toivis seineach zoyos ha'sham yisroos v'kach bocha v'kibbeinu v'b'yis ha'shfeilus v'atamois v'me'oysen sh'yis ala bocha v'en l'korben tzivis ha'shim ha'chol ha'mehem. So he adds a knach that whatever it is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a carbon, he also wanted us You know, those are the ones you want us to eat, that type of animal. It doesn't answer birds. They know there's only one type. So it's very interesting that he adds in shiflus, and he does it in the sentence before also. The kach bacha karbonet bebrias hashfeilos vatamos. Kadosh Baruch Hu likes shiflus and tamos. So the point is, an animal that preys on other animals, besides the fact that it is kind of cruel or hurting the other animal, there's also a certain sense of haughtiness. I'm better than the other one, and that's why I'm allowing myself to eat it. The only way I could eat something else is something that is, if it's inferior to me. So, which is exactly counter the argument that you have, like certain left wing people, or very left wing, say that what gives you the right to eat an animal? What makes you better than the animal? The answer is, Marcus, Marcus, Republic. There are some people better animals, some people not better animals, and each one should stay the course. For those people talking that Tzuris Chaim is like a Bal Chai, so they're right. You don't eat your fellow Bal Chai. But if you have a different sense of it, then, so I think it's the argument is just putting out the categories. So, but he says that, but he adds Rebbe Chaya shiflus, and then Kashkidei Nesha, and so on. All the animals that are bad-natured, they were they describe all the Rishayim, the Rishayim, and that as well. We'll see. We're not going to manage now, but the next piece is an Akedah who argues on all of it, and he argues on the Mazik L'guf part, and that it's none of it's it can't be that the reason is because it's Mazik L'guf, and he explains. He says this would be a downgrading of the Torah and making it into a hygiene book, so to speak. Okay, good. We'll hold it over here.
Maybe
Good fun.
the according to Sforno, the mitzvahs of Tumah, these things were not given before the Chet Eger. They weren't part of like.
That's what it seems to say. It's almost as if we didn't have to make a special hishtadlus. It could be that the world would have been pure in a darga where you don't need any special hiskachos and styrus. Maybe it means that.
And these things are still tummy, like the by night it refers to tummy. These animals still are time, but this
Correct,
the
correct, and that would be right. I'm not sure, and it's to say that the Torah changed.